This review is brought to you by Underbrush, a new thriller by Kevin Carr. There's something in the woods, something worth killing for. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Now the clouds have all rolled off. Here we are in Eden.
This is a madhouse.
No, it is. It's just like life. You get the funny with the tragic.
How's it look at cats?
The cat's got a little excited. That's all. Oh.
Why did you bring us here? We're just gonna die.
Roar.
And do you know what your friends are probably doing to our family right now? They are eating.
Shut up.
Roar.
Okay, here's the deal. The story behind the film Roar is easily more compelling than the story within the film itself, and knowing it makes the movie all the more enjoyable. Produced and released in 1981, then rediscovered by Drafthouse Films, Roar stemmed from Tippi Hedren and her then-husband Noah Marshall finding a house in Africa that had been overrun with a pride of lions. Using their family as the cast, they decided to shoot a movie there, which resulted in violent and sometimes near-disfiguring injuries to the people involved. Roar tells the story of a baddie naturalist who takes care of dozens of wild jungle cats. While he's away for work, his family shows up to visit, and they're surprised to find the animals running loose in the house. The family is terrorized for a day and a half while the father tries to get home. Roar is not a good movie, but it is fiercely entertaining. Like a relic buried in the sand for 1,000 years, this movie is a brilliant, almost impossible-to-believe find. It's a beautiful explosion of madness on the screen, like Drafthouse Films' Miami Connection, but with jungle cats instead of drug-dealing ninjas. Roar gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.